99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Setting the bar, these are stories of people failing to give us an example of what not to do. All right, so thought about weird random things that you've swallowed before, right?
Yeah.
Maybe things that aren't food. So keep that in mind. And if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally swallowing your AirPod, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow, of all the things. Oh, no.
Yeah, Carly is kind of going viral on TikTok for a series of posts that she claims she accidentally mistook her AirPod for ibuprofen.
And, oh, gosh.
And swallowed it whole.
Okay, so here's the OG video I uploaded on Friday.
My AirPod
and my ibuprofen. Here we go.
I was crawling into bed. I had an ibuprofen 800 in one hand. My left earbud in the other, and I went to go put it in here, and I like threw it in the bag and took my water bottle, took a sip, and then realized it wasn't ibuprofen, and I tried puking it up, and it won't come out, and I'm losing my butt.
Yeah, so poor girl, like poor girl.
I tried to puke it up, and it wouldn't come out. I'm losing my mind. I mean, you can hear the anguish in her voice.
Yeah, like and there were some people that were like, "Are you for real? Like, you almost sound too over the top with this. And how are we even gonna know?"
I'm not the first person to do this. I definitely won't be the last. So for educational purposes,
she says, for educational purposes, I wanted to show this.
I wanted to share my journey of how this is all going.
Okay, so was she able to actually get this AirPod that she accidentally mistook for ibuprofen and swallowed out?
So I had.
Go ahead.
I was just assuming that, you know, she probably was. If she was unable to puke it up, did it come out the other end?
So I had an x-ray done a few hours ago, and it revealed that the AirPod had passed, mm-hmm. and I had a feeling that it had. I just wanted to make sure. But yeah, AirPod is out of my body.
Yeah, so it passed.
Okay, it passed, but she didn't see it.
No, it got flushed down the toilet.
Oh.
She did say that her friend sent her a voice memo. And she could hear her AirPod play the memo inside her belly.
No. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
No, this is so bizarre. I mean, I'm glad that it passed.
Yeah.
Little upset that she didn't have the evidence.
Okay, question. You see it, you know, like before you flush, you see it.
Uh-huh.
Are you fishing it out?
I would just get it out just so it doesn't possibly clog up your plumbing. It's probably small and it wouldn't, but still, I would not be using it though.
Yeah.
I don't think you can clean that enough.
Yeah, because it's got
put it in enough rice to make it work.
It's got that little hole where, you know, the audio comes out of that, I would imagine. You're not going to get completely clean.
No, you're not.
Especially if it's, you know, passed through your body all the way.
It's been in all the things in your body. Right, no.
Right.
Nope. We just let that go.
So I guess you're just eating that $150 or whatever. And
yes. And you're just buying a new pair. Maybe you're asking for a new pair for Christmas.
Yeah. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without swallowing your AirPod.
Ooh,
you're doing okay. But if you...
I mean, well, I guess if you're popping a pill, you're just swallowing it. But that is... at some point, when you put it in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
aren't you realizing that is not an ibuprofen?
Hey, you know what? We could question this all day, but the results were still the same. So...
I'm gonna choose to think that about myself. Like if I ever get that situation, I'm going to realize before I swallow, that is not an ibuprofen.
Yeah. So what's the craziest thing you've ever swallowed? Let us know. All right. So we heard the story of the lady who accidentally mistook her Apple AirPod for ibuprofen, swallowed it whole, ultimately, you know, pooped it out. So she's fine now. So
a lot of people doubted her story, but we're sticking to it.
Yeah. So I asked What is the craziest thing you've swallowed? Got a text from a listener. Stepmother kept an open safety pin on the nightstand to open the little flap on the cell phone charging hole, right?
Yeah.
She also put her nighttime pills there, too.
Oh, gosh.
Next morning, her throat hurt. Went to the emergency room. X-ray showed a pin in her throat.
Stop it.
Another message from a listener. I used to eat bees when I was a toddler.
Eat bees? Oh, my God.
Like my dog.
Ow!
I know my dog used to like to try to eat bees and would like sting her tongue, and she'd be like, rawr, rawr, rawr.
I was going to say, don't you find out quickly that's not a good idea?
That's all I said. I used to eat bees when I was a toddler. You know, that reminds me, my sister did kind of something similar when she was swallowing some ibuprofen. And so what she would do is, you know, drink a little bit of water first and like make like a little reservoir of water in her mouth, pop the pills in, and then swallow it all, you know, in the little pool of water that she made in her mouth, right?
Okay.
So she swallowed her retainer. So she had a retainer in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And when she went to pop her pills, she took a gulp and swallowed her retainer. It went like, and it got, obviously, it didn't go all the way down, but it got lodged.
No, because that's big.
Yeah.
And it's curved.
Yeah, it got lodged in her throat. And so we had to to the doctor and they had to have that removed. But yeah, she swallowed her retainer.
Forgot it. My goodness.
Yeah, I forgot about that. These are the craziest things you've swallowed. Now listen to this. This is going to make Kelly barf a little bit, okay?
Something's worse than the pin and the bees.
You ready?
Okay.
I swallowed my newborn son's umbilical cord.
Oh my gosh. On purpose?
So.
Or how does that accidentally get in your mouth?
So, explained, after you cut the cord, the withered stub usually drops off on its own, you know, within a week or so. So, my son's fell off into my dinner as I handed him to my wife across the dinner table.
Stop it.
I thought it was unusual to find a gristly bit in the artichoke risotto, but I gulped it down nevertheless.
Artichoke risotto.
I'll never forget the horrified look on my wife's face as it unfolded.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is special. But you know what? Hashtag organic.
That's right, organic for sure.